An estimated 5.4 million Americans currently suffer from Alzheimer's disease. Clinical trials and other research are in the works to figure out what causes it and what can potentially limit its effects. Music therapy is considered to be a method of dealing with Alzheimer's without truly treating or curing it, and there's more work being done in the area of art therapy. Dr. Anjan Chatterjee is a professor of neurology at the University of Pennsylvania. He and two colleagues have worked on a study called Art Therapy for Alzheimer's Disease and Other Dementias. And doctor, why was this something you wanted to pursue?
So the germ is that art therapy has the potential to capitalize on preserved abilities in people with dementia. So rather than focusing on what people can't do, it leverages what people can do. So to play that out a little bit, for most people, particularly with Alzheimer's disease, their visual processing tends to be relatively preserved early in the disease. And memory is not, but you don't really need memory to produce art in the same way. Their motor skills are relatively preserved, and so the kind of graphic abilities that one would need to produce art is also preserved. And then art itself is so varied that you can have representational art, you can have abstract art, can be focus on drawing, focus on color. The variability in art itself becomes an advantage because you're not confined to a specific mode of production. And then finally, it also is a means for expression, where if someone is verbally compromised, as many people with dementia are, this is another way for them to be able to express themselves, both emotionally and what might be on their mind.
What are the factors that indicate to you that the art therapy is working? Is it a change in mood? Is it a longer attention span?
So unfortunately, we don't really know the answer to that question. As I said, there are several reasons why we think it might work. But if your standard is a kind of randomized clinical trial, in the same way that you would say if there is a particular medication for Alzheimer's disease, what are the criteria we use to decide if the medicine is working? If that's the standard, then we just don't have the data when it comes to art therapy. And there are fundamental and systematic reasons for that, the most important one being funding. That to actually do that kind of clinical trial would require large groups of people. We tend not to have funding for that kind of work. The National Institutes of Health does have an alternative medicine branch that does fund non-traditional approaches to treatment of disease, but its funding level really is quite meager compared to some of the other branches. Beyond that, there are some other issues, which is that trying to know what the essential ingredient is in art therapy is very difficult. When people have the sense that patients with dementia are improving with art therapy, is that a function of the therapist who might be quite skilled at dealing with people, or is that a function of the art making itself? Other questions arise, which is, does it work for different kind of dementias? Is it the same at different stages of dementias? What's the proper dose? Should people receive art therapy once a day for an hour, every day for how long? Or is it two or three times a week for how long?
Even if it shows any degree of plausibility, is there any negative to trying this? It seems to me as if, because art brings joy to many of our lives when our minds are well, it seems to me there isn't really any risk in trying this. And if it works, fantastic.
Yeah, I agree completely. Unlike, I use the example of medications where you're always worried about potential side effects. There are no side effects that we would anticipate with art therapy being problematic. And everybody like you and I have deep intuitions that this should be helpful. And I think exactly as you say, there is no real downside. There is a potential pragmatic downside, which is that unlike, for example, speech therapy or occupational therapy or physical therapy, art therapy is not usually covered by insurance. And so to the extent that there might be a financial cost to it, that's a separate kind of question.
Dr. Anjan Chatterjee is a professor of neurology at the University of Pennsylvania. One local couple who regularly attend art therapy classes together are Jay and Ann Alderson. They're in the With Art in Mind program that's held at the Phoenix Center for the Arts. Anne has mild dementia, and Jay is her husband and caregiver. At times, Jay is part of the class. At others, he and fellow caregivers are nearby but stay in another area. Anne, let me start with you. How do you feel about the art therapy classes?
I very much get excited about it when it's time to go. I'm happy when the day comes that it's time to be there. I love the camaraderie. And the people there are fun. And the teachers are excellent. We really do get to do some interesting things. And so it's not just draw something today every day. As a matter of fact, we've even done work with clay, making things like that, which is my favorite. Mm-hmm. It's really a wonderful experience.
The primary instructor is usually a specialist in that particular field. The instructor for drawing and painting would be different from the instructor for clay. And sometimes they don't even do what you would think of as art projects. They might have somebody in who brings a bunch of drums that they set up, and the students will do drumming for mm-hmm. the period.
Were you someone that had an arts background at all, even as someone who just enjoyed art in some way?
Just enjoyed art.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was there any particular kind you liked?
Oh, I like paintings. Is that sort of thing you're
Absolutely,
asking?
Absolutely, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And going to the museum and seeing these things.
And just has taken classes in pottery at Phoenix Center for the Arts before she was enrolled in this mm-hmm. program.
Okay.
There's something about using your hands.
Yeah, that sense of touch or
yeah.
something you're really getting into
mm-hmm.
it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed something either going into the class or coming out of it that
Yes,
it feels
there's
like
an excitement mm-hmm. level and an involvement level that increases as a result of looking forward to and participating in and following the class. Mm-hmm. Anne's energy level goes up by her general comprehension level. It will increase as a result of the class because her mind and body are both involved.
Mm-hmm. How have you changed? I was thinking, you're talking about caregivers sometimes being involved, sometimes not. 2 years ago, were you someone who really wanted to sort of be next to Anne all the time and guide her, and now you feel a little bit different about that? You give her more freedom, or is that does that vary from time to time?
Well, I was happy that Anne was in there by herself because then she wouldn't look to me. She'd look to the instructor and could look at the work going on around her. But now that she's very comfortable with the class, I'm glad to join her. And one of the things the instructors took us aside and said was, we want you working on your own project. We don't want you helping the one you're caring for. In fact, it might be best if you didn't even sit next to them. If they need help, we'll help them.
That's Jay and Ann Alderson. Ann has mild dementia, and the couple take part in art therapy classes at Phoenix Center for the Arts.